Murilla, Murie, Jurero, Urero, Herrera, Herrera, Maria. Today's 3/25. She was born 2/11/81. Chief complaint: left arm pain, left shoulder pain, neck pain. Patient fell over and hit her arm and shoulder on the wall. Was this at work or at home?
At home.
At home, period. The paragraph, she suffers from gastroesophageal reflux, needed a refill for her protonix, period. The paragraph, her blood work was done in 11/23, so there's no need to do blood tests. Her triglycerides were elevated. She was placed on Crestor. Is she not taking it? But she quit taking that, so we need to recheck that fasting. She'll come back on a fasting basis. Vitamin D and other hormones were within normal limits. FSH was 7.4, LH was 2.1, and H. pylori was negative, period. The paragraph, family history, positive for hypertension, coronary artery disease, and diabetes, period. Patient also has a low history of vitamin D, and she needs to take vitamin D on a regular basis, which we told her that today. Period. The paragraph, as far as her arm is concerned, she got Toradol 60 milligram and Dexa 10 milligram, and she was going to send her home with Celebrex 100 milligram and Protonix for her stomach, but then she'll come back later for a cholesterol check, fasting, and then take vitamin D on a regular basis, and we'll recheck that as well. Period. Rest of her blood work was within normal limits. Period. COVID immunization, up to date. Social, last period was a week ago. Oh, last month she has an implant in her arm. Oh, ask her. She has an implant in her arm, but makes her period abnormal. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She works in a lumber factory. She works hard. She works outside. Let's see, family history, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes. Mammogram was done last year, not interested in another one. Surgery, last time she was here, she had lower abdominal pain. She was sent to the emergency room, was diagnosed with appendicitis. She went to the hospital with appendicitis.
Oh, really?
And she had an appendectomy and is very happy about that. Let's see. Today she weighs 150 pounds. Compared to last year, she's gained 14 pounds. 99%, 98.3, 16, 82, 130 over 84. Other question? Okay. Heart positive, swollen positive, still. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next show JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosal without lesion, neurological non-focal. Number one, gastroesophageal reflux, continue with Protonix. Number two, I'm going to refill her Crestor that you quit taking, 90 tablets, 1 PLQHS. Next number, come back in 1 or 2 months, fasting for blood work. Next number, vitamin D is low, so she's going to get vitamin D. Next number, as far as her arm is concerned, as I said, Toradol 60, Dexa's 10, no x-rays needed, it's all musculoskeletal, and then we've been sending it home with Celebrex and to take it home. Next number, mammogram is due this year, but she wants to hold off at this time. Next one's blood work was done in last December, which is within, November of 2023, within normal limits. Next number, status post-appendectomy with abdominal pain last year. Next number, slightly fatty liver. Next number, increased weight. Next number, I talked to her that her weight gain is most likely related to the implant that she has to lose weight. I recommended her husband having a vasectomy and taking the implant out because that increases the risk of having breast cancer later on in life. And she will discuss that with her husband as well, an outpatient, at a later date. Thank you.